We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
In Houston, we've got something else to talk about. We've got an XFL team called. Clint, tell Houston all about it.
The Houston Roughnecks. It's absolutely beautiful. And by definition, a roughneck is an individual that...
kicks a lot of ass.
That works in the manual labor world of a very physical, dirty, hard, hot world. And, I mean, it can vary in specific meanings, but a roughneck is usually a term used to describe someone working in the drilling on a rig, on an oil rig, or in the drilling fields. And so, absolutely nailed it with the name. I love it. I love it.
It sounds good.
It sounds like
a football team's name, and it captures a lot of the spirit of the city. I'm into it as well.
It sounds absolutely great. Vince McMahon did a hell of a job. That all the XFL teams have been announced. You got the Dallas Renegades, who, by the way, I hate to break it to y'all, but that baby blue, we love you blue, that the Oilers used to have. Dallas Renegades got
the powder blue and red.
Yep.
The rivalry grows.
Renegades got it. DC Defenders, Houston Roughnecks, Los Angeles Wildcats, New York Guardians, Seattle Dragons, St. Louis Battlehawks, Tampa Bay Vipers. They'll begin games February 2020, and they'll be broadcasted on ESPN, ABC, Fox Sports, and FS1.
Dang. So, it's a nice menu of networks.
Yeah.
I like the team names. I like all of them. You know, a lot of times you can say, that's stupid. You know, some of the minor league baseball team names are like, what? You're the Mad Groundhogs or whatever.
Yeah.
But those make sense to me. Those are
good. Yeah,
I think
it's all really cool. And then Houston, check out the logo. The logo is really, really cool. And clearly, look, Vince McMahon has done a hell of a job, I guess, marketing and putting everything together for this league in itself. But check out this audio. We got the audio of it. You can go to the XFL Twitter page and check out the video. But the audio is really cool, Houston. It's something you should be proud of.
Resolute. Rippling with heat. Railing against fatigue. Unceasing and often unseen, they labor deep in the trenches. Mercenaries in the muck. Brawlers in blackened dirt. Not just for 3 hours. Not just when the lights are bright. These are the scratching, grinding, never bending few. The Houston Roughnecks. Going to work for you. February 2020.
All right. I mean, bravo. That's fantastic. My favorite part of that, Clint, was mercenaries in the muck.
I love it. If that don't get you ready.
You're in your car right now. Just say it. Mercenaries in the muck.
If that don't get you ready for football in Houston, something's wrong with you. Here's what I'm going to do. I'll find that video and I'll tweet it so you can see the video with the audio, and then also you can see this logo, man. This logo is really, really cool. It's got a little bit of play on the old Derek that the Oilers had with the new age way of representing Houston with a big red H in it, with a little star on the top. It's a really, really cool logo. I'm a big logo guy, man. I spend more time worrying about a logo than the message. Than the message that you're trying to portray, right? It's got to look good.
Are you talking about like businesses, like you drive down the road and, you know,
logos.
Let's not name any of them, but just so logos of business, not just sports teams,
right.
logos in general.
Anything, it doesn't matter. Just logos in general are, to me, the face of your organization or the face of your company or the face of your brand.
You got a good logo, by the way, for CS training.
Yeah, so I stole
it. You got a good little logo
for
that.
So I got to admit, I stole it from Steph Curry, right? So Steph Curry has the CS The SC, that if you look at it a certain way, it's one way, it's his initials, and then you can also see his number 30 that's in there, right? The SC, and it's the number 30 as well. And so I stole that to look like a CS and a QB. And so it's the way that it's double meaning, CS QB training, not just CS training. So it's
so you didn't steal it, but the Steph Curry logo influenced your logo, right?
All great ideas.
Trying to keep you from a lawsuit here.
All great ideas stemmed from something else. I saw that idea. I liked the way that he used the word, the letters to mean two different things. And then I created my own that meant his are letters and numbers, and mine is actually letters on letters, right? Just initials and QB. So I ain't worried about no lawsuit or nothing like that. If that's on his radar, he's got a slow day. So
yeah, exactly.
I just think that it's really, really cool. And when you hit it out of the park, in this situation with an XFL team, you got to think from a merchandising standpoint. Selling merchandise is going to be a monster anyway because you're not the NFL. But when you've got a really, really cool logo that your city can get down with. The odds of you selling some goods are they skyrocket relative to if you had some old soft, nasty looking logo. Nobody wants to wear it. You're gonna want to wear this one right here, Houston.
Mercenaries in the muck.
All right, do that one more time, my step.
Mercenaries in the muck.
That's my line right there. I love that big voice guy.
Mercenaries in the muck.
Trust me, big voice guy was like, yeah, I get to say mercenaries in the muck, and I'm getting paid for it. I'm getting paid a lot for it. We're Clinton Camel, man. Let's talk a little Astros here. We'll have more on the new XFL team in town, the Roughnecks, later on in the program. But all kinds of news, man. And we're not going to unpack all of this right now. But Correa and Sanchez back on the IL. Good news for Gerrit Cole. He is expected back tomorrow. Tonight we get Verlander and Norris. But Clint, to me, the story last night was the bullpen. Sanchez goes out, the bullpen. Peacock, McHugh, Smith, Presley and Osuna go 6 2/3, no run baseball in a win, 6-3 over the Detroit Tigers. This is the best the bullpen has looked in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think two nights ago you got some good time on the mound from Harris. You got some good time from Osuna, and so it's starting to turn at the right time, right? You got 30 some odd games left in the season. You got one of the weakest schedules remaining in all of Major League Baseball. So now's the time for that tide to start turning. And look, I got in at a perfect time last night to catch Osuna, right? And not only did he have a good outing, but they did not hit the ball hard at all. I think he went. I don't know if it was a pop out or a ground out, then a strikeout, then a pop out or a ground out. But anyway, I mean, he looked in complete command. There was never any hard hit balls. He was using that pause with his lead leg when he goes to the mound. He paused two or three times. One time he paused up there like he was posing, and then came just throwing the hitters timing off. And so he looks like he's more comfortable. The hitters did not appear to hit him hard at all the last two outings that I've watched. So, yes, that tide is starting to turn at the right time, my man.
Roberto Osuna last night, 12 pitches, 9-4 strikes. He struck out a dude and did not give up a hit. Now, this is what I'm impressed with. Peacock, 1 2/3, 3 Ks. And I don't need to give you the no-run stat. We already gave you that. McHugh, 4 strikeouts in 2 innings. Joe Smith, clean in his inning without a K. Ryan Presley struck out a couple in his inning, and Osuna struck out 1. That's devastating. And, I mean, it was wave after wave of motivated and dialed in pitcher last night. It was fun to see. Hopefully they can build on that. And as I mentioned, it'll be Verlander against Daniel Norris tonight. What a buzzkill about Carlos Correa going on the IL with a back issue. This is some of the best baseball that he has played, right? It, over the last month since coming back. I mean, he's been killing the ball, hitting tape measure home runs. This is a bit of a buzzkill.
Yeah, it is, man. Because last time you and I were on air together, we were talking about how explosive he was with a phone booth swing, right? I mean, that was just unbelievably impressive on his 2 home run night. Not just the fact that he was able to hit the ball as far as he did and have a great night like that, but the fashion in which he hit those home runs. Being so compact and so explosive, it was almost like it was a display of like, try to throw the ball by me if you want to. You cannot throw the ball by me. I'm going to wait until it's deep in the zone, and then I'm going to be as explosive, compact, and quick. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to hit this thing about 440 on you. And so, to me, it wasn't just a good night. It was one of those like, wow, that was special, right? And then all of a sudden, boom, you know, you're hit with this right here. And back issues are always – always scary because you never know what it's going to turn into. And I keep our fingers crossed that Correa will be back sooner rather than later. But for now, he's landed on the IL.
And Sanchez is on the IL with a sore right pectoral. And at least it's not more finger issues, right? The blisters and the fingernail stuff that's bothered him throughout his career. And I'm not making light of the injury that he has.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.